So we are. I'm not joking. We're invited to a wedding today.
我没有开玩笑，我们今天真的被邀请去了一场婚宴。
Everybody likes weddings.
每一个人都喜欢去参加婚宴。
And here we find the Lord Jesus too is invited to a wedding.
我们看见呢，耶稣也被邀请去了一场婚宴。
Now, Scripture has different levels of meaning.
圣经呢有不同层次的意思。
We have in the Holy Scriptures, we have lots of different stories.
在圣经里，我们有很多很多不同的故事。
And those stories are easily remembered, and we can talk about them. They're historical things that happened in the past.
而这些故事呢也很容易记我们可以了解历史上曾经真实发生过的一些事情。
Those are simple stories on the surface.
从表面看呢它是一些非常简单的故事。
And yet, the word of God is given to us by God, and only certain stories are recorded.
然后呢圣经的话呢是被神默示启示的。所以这些都是从神来的。
And God has given us those stories for a special purpose.
那上帝给我们特别的记下这些故事呢，都是有特别的目的。
Because underneath the surface of those stories, there's lessons to be learned.
因为呢，在这些故事的表面底下呢，都有属天的、属灵的真理来告诉我们。
There's deeper truths.
有很深的在里藏在里面的真理。
How do we discover these deeper truths? It's because we have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
那我们怎么能明白这里面的隐藏的真理呢？是因为有圣灵带着我们。
And not only that, but we have other scriptures that can guide us in the proper interpretation.
那同时呢？不单是这样的一个点，在其他圣经的部分呢，我们也可以找到相关的支撑的内容来证明这个真理，所以它是一个整体。
So we have a simple story here.
那这里我们有个简单的故事。
Of a wedding, a local wedding in a little village.
在一个小村子，在当时的一个小村子里的婚宴。
And Jesus is invited and his disciples.
然后耶稣和他的门徒都被邀请去参加。
But God uses it as an occasion for manifesting the glory of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
那上帝用这个来做了一个机会，来显明他儿子耶稣基督的荣耀。
In simple, ordinary, everyday experiences.
在每一天普通的每日的这个经验里呢
，The God of the universe reveals Himself to ordinary people.
神就是耶稣。永恒的神他把自己启示给了我们。
So let's read around. We'll read chapter 2, John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11.
我们先把约翰福音的二章一节到十一节顺序读一遍。We read in Chinese? Okay. 我们用中文读哈。第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的婚宴，耶稣的母亲在那里。
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
耶稣说，母亲，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
照犹太人的洁净的规矩，有六口缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，举到缸口。
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只是舀水的佣人知道，讨水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
OK， 停在这。
So this is a very simple story.
非常简单的一个故事。
It's a wedding, which is a very normal thing.
很普通，我们经常会碰到的一个婚宴。
And Jesus is invited as a guest.
耶稣呢被邀请是一个嘉宾。
But he ends up being the host.
他变成最后呢成了主人了。
And supplying what is lacking.
来供应当时一个主人缺乏的一样东西。
And he transforms. This wedding is transformed from an ordinary everyday occurrence, a special occurrence, but everyday. He transforms that into a mystery and manifests his glory.
然后呢婚宴是在当时很普遍的很普通的一个民间的事，在这件事情上呢，耶稣通过行的这个神迹呢来显出了他的荣耀。
So we get we look at verse 1,
我们来看第一节。
You notice it says on the third day.
注意他这讲到第三日。
Now the third day is probably the third day from the time thatWe read about a number of days, the day following and day following and day following and so on. But this third day in Scripture often speaks of the resurrection, a new beginning.
所以第三日呢，我们在前面整个福音书里我们经常会读到的，讲到日期的时候，他都会说次日又次日，次日又次日。第三日唯独啊，它是有特别的含义的。我们都知道第三日都是和耶稣的复活相联系的。
So, the Lord Jesus was raised again the third day, he was raised from the dead.
因为呢，耶稣是在死后的第三天从死里复活的。
And so he became the first fruits of all those who had slept in or died.
他成为呢已经在地上死了的人的那初熟的果子。
So now on the third day, the Lord Jesus, is going to start something new here.
所以在第三日呢，耶稣要在这里开始做一些新事了。
He begins his public ministry.
他开始了他公开的服事。
By manifesting this great miracle.
以这个大的神迹为开端。
Now notice there, it says, that in verse 2, it says Jesus, had been in, and his disciples had also been invited to the marriage.
第二节看到呢，耶稣和他的门徒都被请去赴席。
Now, Cana of Galilee, that was the city of Philip, or not, I'm sorry, of Nathanael.And you'll notice in the end of chapter 1, the Lord Jesus called Nathanael to be one of his disciples, and Nathanael followed the Lord Jesus.
Okay. 那迦拿就是拿但业的家乡，那就是我们前面约翰福音一章讲到的另外一个门徒啊，拿但业。那我们都知道在一章的时候，拿但业已经跟随了耶稣。
So,We find in John chapter 21.
我们可以看一下约翰福音的21章。
And verse 2.
二节。
We read that the Lord had appeared to a number of his disciples.Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee.
所以这里有明确的记载哈，约翰福音的二十一章二节，204页，有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业。所以拿但业是从迦拿来的。
So we don't know whose wedding this was.
但是我们不知道这是谁的婚宴。
But, the town Cana of Galilee was somewhere between Capernaum and Nazareth.
迦拿是在哪呢？是在 加百农和拿撒勒当中的一个小村子。
And so as Jesus was raised in Nazareth, he would have been familiar with many of the people of that country.
所以当耶稣从拿撒勒开始服事的时候呢，他是被整个加利利一带的人呢都熟知的。
So even though we don't know whose wedding it was, it sounded like it was a family close to Jesus and his mother, because his motherseems to take charge at one point when they are lacking wine.
所以我们可以知道一些侧面的细节，比方说呢虽然我们不知道这是谁，但是我们知道他一定是和耶稣，尤其是他母亲玛利亚比较近的一个亲属，因为我们都知道在后面当别人发现没有酒的时候呢，玛利亚会有觉得有这个义务或责任去做这件事情，那他是个跟主人比较近的一个身份。
Yeah. So now, a couple of little things here. Number one, the Lord Jesus, the very Son of God himself come down from heaven. He's perfectly at home in the circumstances of an ordinary marriage. He's perfectly at home. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, perfect. You mean?
Well,
he's
quite comfortable in earthly circumstances, as a regular human being.
Okay. 那第一点呢，我们从这里知道几个点啊。第一呢，耶稣作为完完全全的神，他是神子来到人间，道成肉身。啊，借这个故事里呢，你会看见呢，他也是个完全的人，他非常自如，或者说非常就像一个普通人一样，他去参加一个亲人的婚宴或者远房亲戚的婚宴。
He could sympathize with those that are suffering, and he could with his power cure, but he could also take part in joyous communal celebrations.
他可以因着他的怜悯呢，去拯救那些有疾病、有患难的人，但同时呢，他也会和我们一样，他会去庆祝一个婚宴啊，去分享别人在婚礼里的喜乐。
So he was, in one sense, he was a perfectly normal human being.
所以在某种程度，他是一个非常完全的一个人。
We mustn't think of him as being somehow distant from humanity.
我们一定不能把他想象成是他某种程度很遥远，离我们离得很远的一个人。
Could he rejoice with the bride and with the groom?
他也可以和新郎和新娘一起快乐。
I'm certainly he did.
他当然可以会表现出这个普通人一样的感情。
As a matter of fact, he instituted the marriage custom right from the beginning in the Garden of Eden.
那实际上呢，他作为神最初的婚姻是他引进的，在伊甸园里，亚当和夏娃也是因为是神造的，所以他作为婚姻制度的设立者。
If we look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we see.
可以看一下创世纪的二章。就是圣经的第一卷书，二章十八节，第四页哈，旧约。
In verse 18 it says, the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone, I'll make a helper suitable for him.
创世纪二章十八节，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Verse 18, yes.
第四页。
You see, there it tells that God created or made a helper absolutely perfect for Adam.
这里神呢创造了一个帮助者或者配偶完完全全的适合亚当的。
He said, I will make, God said, I will make a helper suitable for him.
这里注意是神自己说的，我要为他造一个。
And so, verse 22, we read, The Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man.
22节，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领到那人跟前。
And then we have the Holy Spirit's commentary on this in verse 24.
然后呢24节有一个圣灵的评论啊。
For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and they will become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
And so God, you might say, he conducted the first wedding ceremony.
所以你可以这么说上帝就是呢第一个的婚姻设立者。
And a wedding is a time of great joy and anticipation.
所以婚礼呢是一个非常大的喜乐和盼望的时刻。
And so here in Cana of Galilee, a little village, a few people, friends and relatives have gathered together. Among them is Jesus, his disciples,And of course, Jesus' mother was there, it says, right in verse 1.
然后现在呢我们看回到迦拿一个小村子一个婚宴然后耶稣的门徒耶稣自己和耶稣的妈妈都在那里。
Now, just on a side, there's no mention of Joseph here, you'll notice.
你会看见呢这里没有讲到约瑟。
The reason most commentators believe that Joseph had died by this time.
那很多的解经学者呢，认为在这个时候呢，约瑟应该已经过世了。
There's no mention of Joseph after the 12-year-old Jesus was up in the temple.
那自从耶稣十二岁在圣殿。待着的那一次他们回去找他那一次以后呢就没有再有提到约瑟的记载了。约瑟就是耶稣在地上的这个养父哈。
And so, the 18 years, because now Jesus is 30, from the time he was 12 to the time he was 30, he was in, under his mother's, under her care and he was in obedience to her.
所以在这个12岁到30岁呢耶稣是30岁出来服侍的这18年里呢他是在他的母亲的看护下那他也很顺服他的母亲。
And now, he's beginning his public ministry.
那他现在呢开始了他公开的服侍。
And we're going to see that there's going to be a conflict between these twothese two authorities, his mother's authority and his father's authority.
那现在呢我们会看见一个第一次的冲突两个权柄的冲突他的母亲和他天父的冲突。
And that's the background to a little bit of conflict that begins here.
那这个是一个背景啊我们看见那个有冲突的背景。
But it all ends very good. I don't want to get you worried.
对因为但是呢我不想让大家有担心啊因为最后是个喜剧的结果是很好的。
It all ends wonderfully.
就是结束的时候是非常美的。
So, I mentioned that Jesus, even though he instituted marriage, he is perfectly at home in a village, little village, Maybe some of you grew up in villages. I don't know in China. How many were from villages? Or are we all? You're from village? Good. Me too. But not in China.
Yes. 耶稣是在这个这里面表现出他是完完全全像普通人一样生活在人群当中的，而且是在一个小村子里。他说大家有谁从小是在小村子里长大的他说我就是一个但不是在中国的小村子里我就是农村长大的。
Is Nicole the only villager here?
I was brought up in a village too.
You're brought up in a village?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
small place.
The villages in India, there are 2 million people.
So this was a village here called
Kadaka. Oh, yeah. Very small. He said,
Greater Vancouver, yeah, exactly. That's a village in India and China, maybe too. Yeah, but I think we all remember maybe our parents or grandparents growing up in small area. Everybody knows everybody in the countryside.
So, he, 他之所以讲这个农村，就是在农村的时候就彼此都认得。
And when a family puts on a wedding, they want it to be the very best.
所以当一家要搞一个婚宴的时候呢，他就希望这是最好的。
They want to bring honor to their guests, and they want to make sure that everything is perfect.
他就希望呢，每一样都是最好的。他希望每一个来的客人都吃好喝好，高兴。
But something went wrong.
但是呢，有麻烦来了。
There was wine in the scripture always speaks of joy.
酒在圣经里呢，总是和喜乐、快乐联系起来。
It speaks beyond the earthly joy. It speaks often of heavenly joy and feasting for. A part of the feast that we're going to have in heaven.
他甚至离开了我们地上的喜乐，因为酒在地上是让人喜乐。然后他甚至讲到这个天上的盛宴，当我们去天堂以后的盛宴。
And you know, joy is the primary emotion of eternity.
那在永恒里很主要的一个还能剩下的情绪呢？之一就是喜乐，那些愁苦什么都没了。
Now love is a state.
爱呢是一种状态。
In eternity, all is going to be love.
因为呢，在永恒里呢，这样的状态，爱的状态是一直持续的。
But the great emotion that will fill eternity is joy.
但是最大的在永恒里能够感受到的情绪是喜乐。
Sometimes we get a bit suspicious of joy.
有的时候我们会对这个喜乐都有点怀疑啊。
Because we are not sure if it's going to last for one thing.
因为我们有的时候会怀疑这个还能不能持续啊。
We kind of, it's an emotion that we are a little bit, I don't know, we don't understand it very well.
我们这是一种情感，我们不是特别的能够描述和了解的。
Do you know what I mean by the emotion of joy?
你当我说这个喜乐的情感，你知道我在说什么吗？
Joy is not happiness.
喜乐不是高兴。对。
Is it hard to understand what joy is? Huh?It's hard to understand, isn't it?
是比较难理解。
A person can be unhappy but joyful.
一个人可以不高兴，但他很喜乐。
maybe it doesn't come in the translation.
我可以解释一下他。其实他就是喝完酒，人就是喜悦的，但你并不是因为某件事情高兴，有点傻傻的。其实快乐 happy 是跟痛苦相对的，你只有痛苦你才知道 happy， 但是喝了酒那种愉悦就是 joy， 就是一种哎。
She said after you drink wine, yeah, you feel joyful, but actually you may not be happy. Is that right?
That's possible. Yeah.
Unreasonable happiness.
不，我觉得是。高兴是魂上就魂层面的，那个喜悦是灵层面上的东西，可能是这样。
你说
是肉体上的，我觉得。
对 ，happiness related to soul，
就是已经高兴了，其实就是魂上的东西了。
too
small.
Where did she come from? Good. That's right. You see, happiness has to do with our natural souls, our life. Our life here.
高兴是跟我们地上的生活、肉体、灵、跟肉体跟魂层面的事情相关的。
Happiness depends on our circumstances.
因为高兴是由环境来决定的。
If we lose our job, we are unhappy.
如果我们丢了我们的工作呢，我就不高兴。
But a Christian can still be joyful, knowing that God is going to take care of everything.
但是呢，一个基督徒依然可以很喜乐，在这样的环境里，因为他知道上帝会看顾一切，最终他要到永恒。
Real joy is a spiritual emotion.
所以真实的喜乐是一个属灵的情感，属灵的状态。
It's the basic spiritual emotion that we will enjoy for all eternity.
所以这是一个特别基础的属灵的情绪，我们会一直在永恒里所拥有的。
But sometimes things can come in and our joy can be shadowed.Like the sun can be shadowed by clouds.
有的时候呢，环境会变化，让我们可能短期失掉这个，就像太阳被遮住一样，我们失掉这个喜乐。
But the Lord Jesus, He said, "My joy is going to be with you." He said.
但耶稣说呢，我的喜乐会和你同在。
Even.When he was about to go on to the cross the night before, he could speak that he had joy.
因为当耶稣要上十字架的时候，他会说呢，他里面有喜乐。
Joy does not depend upon earthly circumstances.
因为喜乐不是基于地上的环境来的。
But it depends upon our spiritual condition with God.
它基于我们灵里和神的关系来的。
Read that. You want to read it for us?
You can read it. Huh? You can read it, the difference.
Well, here we have a definition that Jeet has given us here. It says, joy versus happiness. I don't know. I haven't read this yet, so I'm not sure if I agree yet. Joy and happiness are wonderful feelings to experience, but are very different.
那喜乐和高兴呢？它是，人都很喜悦的状态，但是它是完全不同的。
This is a psychological explanation. I'm not sure if they hit the nail on the head here.
This is a worldly.
这是一个地上世界的这个
human
心理学的一个解释
explanation. But when we have peace with God, that's our eternal joy. Okay.
当我们有从神来的平安的时候，这就是永恒的。
But when we in the world, when we have peace with ourselves.That's a worldly joy.
这是一个，如果我们有跟自己的平安，这就是一个属地的，喜乐，就高兴。I think the reason is the joy related to faith.
Yeah.
So if you lost the faith, you lost joy.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you, so I need to explain to them
yes,
in Chinese.
Yes.
所以实际上，长老想表达的意思呢，我们都知道整本圣经有一个。特别基础的信息就是因信称义，因信你才能得着那真正的喜乐。所以，如果你失掉了信心，你就失掉了喜乐。但是呢，你在环境里，你就很容易，有不高兴的时候。所以，你肉体的属魂的那个波动都会带来你的高兴或不高兴。但是呢，在高兴不高兴里，你有信心，你依然可以喜乐。你有盼望，你知道这个事情会结束。你知道上帝在掌权。当你没有信心的时候，你是喜乐和高兴都没了。当你有信心的时候，你喜乐在，你短暂的有苦难，当然不高兴了，对吧？你人生病了是不会高兴的。
Okay, so, but wine is a picture of that heavenly joy. If a wedding celebration.May last for a week or so in this old culture.
那在一些在犹太的这个旧的传统里呢，一个婚宴呢、啊、常常持续一个礼拜。
So now something terrible happened.
那现在呢，有个很糟糕的事情发生。
Wine was absolutely necessary for the host to supply to the guests.
那这个酒呢，就是葡萄酒呢，是非常必须的，作为主人要供应给宾客的一样东西。
Not that people got drunk, but it was part of the whole celebration, and this it was part of the joy that was communally together. They would have together.
不是说让人喝得烂醉，它是整个来的宾客呢，大家需要这么一样。东西来让大家保持一个快乐的氛围和环境。
And for the wine to run out was very embarrassing.
那酒没了是非常令人窘迫的事情。
It was the bridegroom would be a humiliation for him and his family.
所以这对于新郎一家和他自己来说是比较大的羞辱。
And it would bring shame on the family.
也会让这个一家蒙羞。
Because now the festival would stop.
因为这个盛宴要停下来了。
It was a serious situation.
这是一个比较严重的时刻。
Now, Mary acts. She sees what the problem is.And she seems to be in some position of responsibility here, as though this is part of her family.
那玛利亚呢开始有所动作了，因为你会看见呢玛利亚在这里她好像觉得她有责任去做这件事情，所以她应该是这个家庭里一个跟主人比较近的一个关系。
And so she appeals to her son.
然后呢，他就跟他的儿子来说了，
And tells him that they don't have any more wine.
然后告诉耶稣呢，他们没有酒了。
Now, why would she ask him?
为什么他会问耶稣呢
？He was a carpenter. He wasn't a wine seller.
耶稣只是一个木匠啊，地上的身份，他不是一个卖酒的。
But Mary knew who he was.
但是玛利亚知道他是谁，因为是他生的。
She knew he was the Son of God.
因为耶稣怎么来的，只有玛利亚知道，所以他知道这是神的儿子。玛利亚知道。
Let's just have a look at what Mary knew, and review in our minds that Mary knew who this was.
我们要看一看玛利亚知道这个人，这个耶稣是怎么来的。
Go to the Gospel of Luke.
我们回到路加福音啊。
In chapter 1.
路加福音的一章啊。
And there the angel Gabriel comes in and tells Mary that she is going to have a special child.
因为天使加百列来了，告诉玛利亚呢，她要有一个特别的孩子。
Verses 32,
32节，
路加
36，32到36节，99页。
Verse 31, yes, he says.
31节。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Then he explains who this is. He will be great.We be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Well, how will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be calledThe Son of God.
31节说你要怀孕生子，这是天使加百列跟玛利亚说的，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神就是上帝要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And so, would a mother remember the circumstances of the of the birth of a child?
一个妈妈在她一生会不会记得这个她孩子出生时候的情景？
That would be stamped upon her memory.
啊，这个就像盖戳一样，会盖在她的这个记忆里。
She would never forget those circumstances of the conception.
她永远不会忘记她这个孩子是怎么怀的那个场景。
She would bear that right through her life. She knew this was a special child.
嗯，然后她会一生记得那个情景，因为她知道这个孩子是个特别的孩子。
Now verse, chapter 2.
Luke
chapter 2, yes.
路加的，我们往后翻，路加往后翻，二章。
And we read about the birth.
我就读到这个出生。
The birth of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣的出生。
And, there was the shepherds that came and said that out on the hillside, the hillside was full of angels. And the angels announced that in Bethlehem is going to be born the king of the Jews.
因为那个时候在野地里看守的那些牧羊人就看见整个山上都是天使。天使告诉他们，伯利恒要出生那个至高者的儿子。
And these shepherds came and found Mary there with the child, and she heard this what they had said.
然后天使那个牧羊人就来到城里，就找到了玛利亚。
And verse 18 it says there, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them. In her heart.
然后呢，在二章的十八节，当牧羊人把天使的话带过来了以后，十八节，凡听见的就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
And so at his birth, there again there were strange signs: his conception, his birth, and then again, now we have him at his circumcision.
然后呢怀孕的时候的场景他记得，出生的时候场景呢也记得，现在呢耶稣的八天他要来行割礼了。
And he's brought up to the temple on the eighth day.
在被第八天带到了圣殿上。
And there is an old man named Simeon.
有一个很老的人叫西面，当时在那里。
A man of God.
是一个很公义敬虔的人。
God had told Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah himself.
那上帝已经告诉了西面，他直到看见弥赛亚的面，他才会死。
And so you can imagine Simeon, an old man, but excited every day. Could this be the day?
你能想想一个老人家像西面这样，天天很激动，今天能不能看着？
Well,
他一直等候那个。
There's in verse 27 it says, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts.
那二十七节呢，他受了圣灵的感动呢，就进到了圣殿里。
And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, You can now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
他受了圣灵的感动，二十七节二章，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照着律法的规矩办理。西缅就用手接过他来，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。”
Not only would he see the Messiah, but he saw the Savior of the world.
他不但看见了弥赛亚，他也看见了全球的救恩救主。
My eyes have seen your salvation.
我的眼看见了你的救恩。
And then in verse 33,
然后三十三节
we read the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him.
然后孩子的父母就是约瑟和玛利亚，因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
So there again, when he's Mary would keep these things in her heart, the things that were said, the circumstances, these were all treasured up in her mind. She would never forget that.
所以你可以看见了，玛利亚会把所有这些刚才讲过的事，她一定都会记得很深，记在心里。
Now we come to the time when he was 12 years old.
然后我们来看，再往后看，看到他十二岁的时候。
And there, the families traveled up to Jerusalem.
那个时候呢，整个家呢去逾越节上那个耶路撒冷去。
Because three times a year they were to go up to Jerusalem at the feast.
因为他们每年一年有三次需要上耶路撒冷。
And now Jesus is 12 years old. It's his transition from childhood to manhood.
那耶稣那个时候十二岁，他要从一个孩子变成了一个成人。
And we find that his parents after the feast they start back to go back to Nazareth.
那我们看见呢，他的父母呢在盛宴之这个耶路撒冷的这个逾越节盛宴之后呢，回到了拿撒勒。
And so they traveled for a whole day, and at the end of the day they looked for Jesus, but they couldn't find him. They thought maybe he was traveling with relatives.
因为他们离开的时候没有去确认耶稣在队伍里，等到他们走了一天，他们突然发现呢耶稣不见了。然后他就以为耶稣是跟着其他的亲人的队伍在走。
Because all the pilgrims that had come to the feast, they're all traveling back together.
因为呢，所有各地来的人都是一起进到耶路撒冷，完了这个事情完了以后呢，就各自回到他们住的地方去，所以都是大队人马一起走的。
Of course, they weren't worried about him as an obedient boy that Jesus was.
因为耶稣是个非常顺服的孩子，所以他父母就不会担心他去干什么坏事，所以就没有确认他在离开的队伍里。
But when they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
所以当他们在队伍里没有看见耶稣的时候呢，他们就回耶路撒冷去找他。
When they got back to Jerusalem, they came back to the temple.
然后他们就回到圣殿里，这个去看。
And sitting there in the temple with all the doctors surrounding him.
发现呢，在圣殿里呢。所有那些大学者，那个大文士都坐在一圈了。
And he was listening to what the doctors said, and he asked them questions.
然后呢，耶稣坐在当中，然后他在问那些这个文士们问题，
博
士们。
Now, as a boy, he wouldn't teach them.
因为作为一个孩子，他不会说我来教导你们。
It wasn't his place.
这不是他的位分。
But they questioned him, and they were amazed at his answers.
所以你看圣经的记载是什么？那些文士、那些大学者，他们来问耶稣，他们非常诧异耶稣的回答。
Surrounding him were the most learned men of the country, of the nation.
那围着耶稣呢，有一圈这个整个当时犹太国度里。最最熟悉圣经和律法的一批人。
In verse 47, it says everyone.
Which chapter?
Chapter 2.
Okay.
Chapter 2 says everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
二章的四十七节。
And when his parents saw him, they were astonished.
路加福音的二章的四十七节。凡听见的都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
Of course, they didn't understand that he already was about his father's business.
因为他们不明白，耶稣已经开始行他父亲的事，天父的事了。
That is his father in heaven.
这是他天上的父，以他天父的事为念。
So then it says there in verse 51.
所以他底下在五十一节说
So he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But, notice this, his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
那五十一节他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒并且顺从他们。注意后面的一段评论，他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
So, this is just a review. Let's go back to John.
那我们回到约翰福音，这只是一个回顾整个耶稣
She knew that he was the incarnate Son of God.
因为玛利亚知道，耶稣是神的圣子道成肉身的。
And she must have understood that at some point he would have to reveal himself to the nation.
而且玛利亚也知道呢，在某一个点呢，耶稣会把自己显明给整个国家看。
And so what she says there about they don't have any wine, what she is suggesting.
所以当耶稣的母亲对他说他们没有酒了，他的潜台词是什么呢？
Now is the time for you to begin your ministry by doing a miracle and helping this family out.
然后这是玛利亚潜台词就说呢，那现在是你开始公开你的身份你的服事的时候了，你可以借着这个神迹来公开你的服事。
Later on in chapter 7, we'll see his brothers suggested the same thing. Go up to Jerusalem and reveal who you are.
那在第七章呢，约翰福音七章的时候呢，他的弟弟们，耶稣的弟弟们也有同样的一番对话。他说你要去耶路撒冷显明你的能力啊，这个其实他们也是希望耶稣能够显扬在人当中。
He had not yet acted, doing any miracles up to this point.
直到这个时刻呢，在迦拿婚宴的时刻，耶稣还没有行任何显然的神迹。
But he had already begun his ministry. He had at least five of his disciples were with him there on that day.
但他公开的服事其实已经开始了，就因为我们至少从第一章知道，已经有五个人成了他的门徒了。
He had already left the family home.
然后他也已经离开了他的家。
And so his mother understood these things. It wasn't as though she was ignorant about it. She wasn't just concerned about the family and thinking that, well, Jesus can, maybe he's got an idea. It wasn't that at all.
所以这里呢，我们要看见，并不是玛利亚单单的被这个没有酒的事情所困扰，而是呢，玛利亚知道耶稣来，他是什么身份，他要做什么。他前面的事他都记下了，所以这个时刻呢，其实玛利亚也是希望这是对的时刻，让耶稣显明出来。
Really, what she's suggesting is now manifest your glory.
所以他这句话的潜台词是说，现在可以显明你的荣耀吧。
Reveal who you are.
显示你是谁，你到底是谁。
Jesus knew what was in her heart, though.
那耶稣知道。玛利亚的心是怎么样的？耶稣知道，神知道我们的心吗？
His answer to his mother is a rather involved. It's a difficult passage to interpret.
对，所以。这里是第四节，是一个比较难的解的一个经文。
It sounds like he's being rude to her.
听起来呢，好像耶稣对他妈妈比较粗鲁啊。
However,
没有礼貌。
However, he's not being rude to her, but there is a mild rebuke.
他没有对他妈妈粗鲁，但是呢，这里面有一个很温和的责备。
He's not under the authority of his mother to act on her concerns.
因为他并不是在他妈妈的权柄下面，按照他妈妈的认为的环境来行天上的事情。
He's going to demonstrate that he's under the authority of none other than God his Father.
他要显明呢，他只在天父的权柄之下。
And so the conflict now is between God's authority and his own mother's authority.
那现在的这个冲突是天父的权柄和他妈妈的权柄，母亲的权柄。
Even though they have, you might say, parallel purposes, in that his mother expecting him to manifest his glory, but it will only be in God's time.
所以即使呢，他们两个有平行的目的，天父也要显明圣子的荣耀，玛利亚也想显明耶稣的荣耀，但是呢，这个必须是按照神天父的时间表来做的。
And in this answer, he is going to give her a much deeper truth.
所以在回答里呢，耶稣的回答里，他要给他母亲一个更深的真理。
He says, "My time is not yet here."
他说我的时候还没有到。
And so we will, we'll pick this up after the break.
对，我们先休息一下，我们之后再。
We won't begin it right now, but there's a deep lesson for us to learn.
这里有个特别深的教导，我们可以学习。
You want to give thanks and then,
我们一起来做个简短的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您让我们明白您的真理。我们愿意信靠您有从灵里而来的喜乐不看环境里短暂的波动和苦难，因为我们知道当我们信了，我们就在永恒里有盼望。我们不但胜过了罪，我们更得着了您儿子的名分，是吧？求您祝福我们，也祝福我们一会儿的饮食。感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
A cup of coffee. That in our culture, a marriage used to take place, and we had a whole month of celebration.
我刚刚跟 Eric 弟兄讲，我们家乡，一个婚宴的时候呢，会有一整个月的庆祝。
A whole month of celebration.
一整个月
But when I got married, it was about 1 week, 1 to 2 weeks.Of celebration.
我结婚的时候只有一到两个星期。
When you have so long of a celebration, the bridegroom and the bride, they remember their wedding and they remember everything, what was happening during that time, when they were to be.
比如说你一个特别长的婚礼婚宴的这个时期的时候呢，新郎和新娘都会记得这一整个月发生的很多事情。
Nowadays, the marriages are very short, and the length of their stay is very short. They seem to get a divorce very quickly afterwards.
you think so? That's you mean now, right?
Yeah, now.
Okay. 他说现在呢，这个庆祝时间很短啊，然后大家散的时间也早啊。
yeah. So. We're just talking, you know, in the Bible, we read these stories, where Jesus went and what he did. And we're reading that every facet of a human being's life, the Lord goes through that as an experience for us to pay attention to and see what he did during that time. Marriage is a very important time. It started right from the beginning when Eric was reading in the book of Genesis.Where Adam and Eve were married, and God blessed them. And it's a very serious and very important thing. Now, the third day that Eric was saying, the third day is the beginning of new life. When a couple gets married, they leave their old lives, and they join with their wife or their husband, and they start building a future together, buying a house and raising children. And serving the Lord.
所以就像Eric 弟兄刚才讲到最初的第一个婚姻是神设立的一样，这是非常神圣非常得神祝福的。那第三天呢，圣经里这边提到的第三天，其实我们都知道第三天是耶稣复活的日子，其实就代表新生命的开始。那夫妻二人离开父母，开始一个新的生命，二人合为一体。他们会开始买房，他们会开始有很多，就是一个新的开始啊。第三天就是新生命的开始。
And in the olden days, it used to be if you were invited to a wedding, it was a shame if you didn't go. You always went to the wedding when you were invited. Otherwise, it's a shame on you.
而且在当时的风俗里呢，就是你如果被邀请去婚礼呢，你不去还是挺蒙羞的啊，就是。你总是要去的。
So the Lord Jesus always fulfilled, you know, the acceptable customs and the laws during the time.
所以你会看耶稣呢，在当时他总是完成按照当时人的风俗来生活的这么一切的事，就别人邀请他，他就去。
Now in this situation here, he knew that they were going to run out of wine.
在这个场合里呢，你知道神是预知万事的，所以他知道他们会酒会不够的。
Jesus always performed a miracle to help somebody out and to show forth the glory of God. Those are the two things that he always had in mind.
所以当耶稣行神迹的时候，他总是达成两个目的。第一呢，把人从一个大的困难里面带出来。第二呢，借着这件事情教导一个特别好的、特别好的属天的真理。
Even in my culture, if they always buy liquor like wine and alcohol to drink at the ceremony at the party that they have afterwards, after the marriage. But if you run out of liquor, out of alcohol, whether it be whiskey or wine or beer, if you run out, it's a real shame to the family.
所以即使在我的家乡，我们现在的婚宴也依然会要提供足够的酒啊，不管什么酒。但如果呢，喝着喝着没了，那对这个主人一家是非常大的蒙羞的事情。
Jesus saved this family from their shame.
所以耶稣在这件神迹里呢，他把这家从哪里带出来的困难里，就让他们避免蒙羞的这么一个大的困难里把他带出来。
All their friends, all the invited guests, family, they would be laughing at them.That they ran out of wine.
因为所有来的宾客啊，当他们发现酒不够了，都会嘲笑这个主人这家，嘲笑新郎。对。
So you know the same thing when Adam and Eve when they sinned against God, and they hid in the bushes, and they made aprons for themselves to cover their nakedness. They were ashamed. They felt shame.Naked before God because they broke His laws.
所以当亚当和夏娃吃了善恶树的果子，犯罪了以后，他们的第一反应就是逃，躲避神的面，因为他们感到羞耻。他们甚至用无花果树的叶子，做了一个衣服来遮羞，不敢面对上帝，这就是羞耻，感觉蒙羞的这个表示。
In the olden days, shame used to be a very important thing. People really felt it in their heart, but shame. Nowadays, nobody has any shame. They're doing all kinds of bad things. They have no shame.
在旧的时候呢，其实蒙羞是一个特别重要的事情，就是人觉得这个羞耻是心里很不能忍受的一个感受，但是今天的世界，反正这个事情大家都不是太介意啊。这个什么样的事儿，谁都觉得大大咧咧就做了。
They have no fear of God in their eyes, nor do they care about their fellow man that they will be shamed before their fellow man, their families, their friends.
所以做这些不好事情的人呢，他既没有想到，这些事会得罪神，他也没有想到这些事呢会使他的亲人蒙羞。这些他都不管的。
We have a lot of shame before God, and Christ came to cover our shame. He took that shame, and He's taken that away, and that we have nothing to be regretful of, because we know that we are not able to do the things that God would want us to do, but sometimes, many times, we fail. But Christ has covered our shame. He took our shame.Same thing here. He took their shame and he performed this miracle and he restored this family back to the honor that they would want when there's a special occasion like this as a marriage.
所以我们来到神的面前的状态也是一样，那我们因着身上的罪呢，我们也是蒙羞的。那耶稣替我们死在十字架上，遮盖了我们的羞辱啊，把我们从这样的蒙羞的状态下带出来，他这个上面做的和这个婚宴上做的是一样的，也把这一切在婚宴上要蒙羞的主人，也把他们解救出来。
And this joy that we were talking about, that wine symbolizes joy. You know, joy, the only joy, the lasting joy that we can have is through Jesus, who gives us that eternal joy.Happiness, we are happy one day, something happens in our life, we're sad the next day. But the joy is a deeper thing than happiness. And it comes from, like our brother Long was saying, our faith, our belief in what we have faith in, what we have belief in. And if our faith and our belief is in the eternal God and His Son, the Lord Jesus, the eternal word of God, then our joy will never end. It's anchored in that. It will never change, our joy. But our happiness changes from day to day. Sometimes we get into a bad situation and we're sad. Sometimes we're sick and we're sad. Sometimes we have some kind of happiness in our family because our sons or daughters are graduated from school or there's a marriage taking place. These things vary from day to day. But the joy that Jesus gives us, no one can take that joy away from us.
所以喜乐真的源头只能来自于神，就是耶稣所带来的喜乐。那我们怎么去得到这喜乐，是凭着信心。高兴这个事儿呢，环境变化会让我们起起伏伏的。那可能今天生病了，今天可能碰到一些不高兴的不好的事情了，我就不高兴。明天可能好的事情了，有人结婚了，可能有好工作了，我就高兴。这些都会每天都在变。那唯独你信靠神所得来的那个喜乐和盼望，是在永恒里不变的。
Because see, this joy that he offers is rooted in the fact that our sins have been forgiven. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree. And we have peace with God. And when you have peace with God, there's a joy that goes on and on and on. Nothing will change in that joy.
所以这个喜乐的源头植根于我们知道那样的一个事实，耶稣替我们死在十字架上，赎了我们的罪。因为这样的话呢，我们才和神有永远的和平。那所以你任何时候有波动的时候，你就会回到这个事实上，你跟神已经有永远的和平。他是你的父，他爱你，你跟他有爱的关系。
You see, Jesus had a responsibility to mankind that he created. He had a responsibility to his father. And he fulfilled all that. His mother was the one who gave him birth. And she taught him everything, and she brought him up and cared for him and fed him and clothed him. And he had great respect for his mother. But when it comes to respect between man and God, you must honor God first. You must always put God first before your mother, before your father, before your brothers or your sisters or any human being. But God always comes first. That was his first law, wasn't it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's the number one law. With all your heart, with all your mind.
所以当这个故事在里面有的冲突，就是他的母亲的命令和父的天父的命令不一样的时候呢，他总是要把天父的命令摆在前面。因为十诫里面的第一诫就是你要爱神，也去尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。所以我们总是要把地上的一切的人先放在后面。
So, from this point on, he knew what he was going to do, and he knew what his father required him to do, to go to the cross. And the Word of God tells us that he set his face straight to go to the cross. Not what his mother would want him to do or somebody else would want him to do, but his purpose that he was going to fulfill.What God had given him to do.
所以在耶稣的例子上呢，他在地上的定义，他要做的事情就是上十字架。虽然这件事情他的弟弟们、他的妈妈不一定是这么看的，甚至他的门徒们也不一定是这么看的，但是他总是要先完成父的旨意。
Sometimes people, when they look at this, when Jesus said to her, "Woman," instead of saying "Mother," "Woman" is a respect is a word that they use in that culture as a respect for somebody. Okay? He also said that when he was on the cross. When you read that at the latter part of John, and when he was on the cross, he said his mother was there and John was there, and he said to his mother, he said, "Woman, behold your son." He used that same word, woman. It's respect for his mother.But he now is going in a direction of his father.
所以这里呢，有的人会把第四节耶稣说母亲，原文做妇人呢，把这个事情拿出来说是耶稣没有尊敬他的妈妈，因为他直接没有叫他的妈妈叫母亲，叫他妇人。 英文呢就是 woman。那这个其实在当时的场合里其实是一个尊称。那另外的一个例子呢，不是这个场合，在当时的习惯里面，不是这个场合，在耶稣快死的时候，在十字架上，那他要把他的母亲托付给使徒约翰去看顾啊，那他就对着他的母亲说，woman， 他说女人看哪，你的儿子，他就指着这个使徒约翰的。所以在那个场合呢，他并没有他要指责他的母亲的意思啊。很多人会觉得这里他要指责他的母亲，他说话就比较硬或者直接，实际上不是，他只是一个尊称。
So they have no wine. There's something went wrong at this feast, and Mary sees the need, and she makes a suggestion.
所以玛利亚看见了需要，所以她就给了一个建议。
To her son.
给了她儿子一个建议。
Now, I think a father or a mother and son relationship is very unique in that she gives birth to this man, and especially in that culture and in many cultures, the man is going to be the one that will influence the world. She influences the world through him, through her son. She trains her son.She brings her son up. But then, well, I better let you do some translating here. Yeah.
所以他说这里呢，玛利亚跟耶稣的关系哈，就是像我们很多的家庭一样，有父母有孩子啊。那当孩子从小长大的时候，是妈妈抚养他长大的。所以虽然这个儿子他是要影响全世界的儿子，但是玛利亚某种程度是通过影响这个儿子影响了全世界。
Now you may have heard the saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
所以有一个老谚语啊，就是那个手呢，摇篮的手呢，统治了世界啊。
Or the other saying is that behind every great man there is a woman.
或者另外一个谚语就是每一个伟大的男人后面总有个女人啊。
So the idea is that this special relationship, though, at some point has to come to an end.
但是这种特别的关系呢，到某一个点总是要结束的。
And this we see happening. We see that this happening here.
啊，这就是结束的点了。我们看见了。
Jesus knew what was in his mother's heart.
啊，因为耶稣知道。在他母亲的心里是什么？因为他是神呢。
It was to save this family from an embarrassment.
这就是希望他把这个家庭从这个窘迫的情况下带出来。
And so her concern was for the moment, for the here and the now.
所以耶稣母亲的这个思虑呢，是现在当下的思虑。
But the Lord Jesus, his concern.Was for the eternal salvation of the whole world, not for the embarrassment of a village.
对，但是耶稣的思考呢，不是就是当时的这个村子里的这点事，他是为了整个人的救赎、永恒的救恩来考虑的。
And in order to do that, he had to be under the will of his father.
那为了做好这件事呢，他需要在他父的旨意下面来做。
Now, up until this time, the will of the father was for him to be obedient to his parents.
那直到这个点之前呢，天父的旨意是让耶稣顺服在他地上的父母的权柄之下。
So now would come a time, a rather painful time for Mary.
好，现在到这个时间，要到了一个可能对玛利亚来说有一些痛苦的时点了。
How painful that would be dependent upon her faith.
那有多痛苦呢？这个取决于他的信心，玛利亚的信心。
would she be trusting the Lord?
是不是她信靠那天上的神?
If so, she would know then that this was the Lord's will.
如果她知道她信靠天上的神,她就知道这是父的旨意,神的旨意。
And so the Lord says his answer to her, when she says to him, they have no wine, his answer back is, how does that involve you and me? It's a difficult translation.
所以当耶稣的母亲对他说没有酒的时候呢，那个耶稣的回答却说呢，这个跟我们有什么相关？
Now, the Jesus answers in the King James Version, it says, Woman, what have I to do with thee? What have I to do with thee? In the New International, which is before you, we have the Dear Woman, which more accurately, I think, expresses it. This is not a title, in him calling her a woman, it's a title of respect. As Jeet said, says, why do you involve me? Hmm. Now, maybe, do you want me to say something over?
It's okay, you can continue. Yeah. 就是他用两个不同的版本，一个是 KJV 的，一个是听令本的，一个就是我们手上这本NIV 的。那他讲的意思都是我与你有什么相干？Why do you involve me?
Yeah. Now in the Chinese, in the Mandarin, how would you interpret that? Does it say pretty well say the same thing? How does it work?
Yeah, it's the same
as thing. As what?
Yeah, that's why do you involve me?
Why do you involve me? Yeah. In the Chinese, is that how you would read it? Why do you involve me?
Why do you involve me in the worldly things, right? That's what the immediate concerns. His goal was to go to the cross, but not to do these kind of things.
Yeah, that's essential. That's essentially the thought. He says, in the King James it says, which is a very literal translation. He says, woman, what have I to do with you? In other words, what have I to do with your concerns? He says, my hour has not yet come. My father will direct me in my actions.
所以他这里实际的耶稣想表达的意思呢是我跟你的现在的当时地上的这个思虑有什么相关呢？因为我来的目的是要完成天父在我让我在地上要完成的旨意，但是我那个的事情时候还没有到，所以你在地上的思虑跟我其实没有直接的关系，它是这么一个意思。
That's a very mild rebuke.
这是个非常温和的责备。
Telling her that.Her concerns are not his concerns.
告诉玛利亚呢，玛利亚这个当时当下这地上的忧虑思虑呢，不是耶稣在长久的目标里他应该有的思虑。
But there is in that conversation the thought that he is going to take care of everything.
那在这个对话的潜台词里呢，就是耶稣告诉玛利亚，她会看顾一切的事。
And so, she says to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
但是呢，玛利亚却跟佣人说呢，她告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
She took that rebuke and submits to him.
然后，她同意了或者接受了这个耶稣作为神的温和的责备。然后把自己交在神的主权下面。
She understood.
她理解了。
Now there's one thing I'd like to go back to his statement, my time has not yet come.
然后我要回到这个四节的后半段，我的时候还没有到。
What time is that? Of course, Jesus already given us a preview of that. It's when his time was to go to the cross, isn't it?
那他说的这个时候就是指上十字架的时候。
It would be there that he would be our substitute and pay for the sins of the entire world.
那只有在那里 他才会成为我们的替代，赎了这世界和我们一切的罪。
This world is like the wedding feast without any wine.
这个世界呢，就像一个婚宴没有酒一样。
There's nothing but sorrow, sadness, and lack of joy.
充满了忧伤，充满了悲哀，就是没有喜乐。
But how can that be restored?
那这个怎么才能恢复呢？
It's the Lord Jesus would dare die for the sins of the world. He would go and pay the price.
那是耶稣在那为全世界的罪死了，为我们付上了赎价。
He would take our sin upon him.
他会把我们的罪呢放在他的身上。
He would die in our place that we might have eternal life.
他会在我们的位置上死了，这样我们有永恒的生命。
And so death then therefore doesn't become the end. It becomes the means by which we obtain eternal life, the joy, the wine, the heavenly wine.
所以这样的话呢，死亡，耶稣的死亡就不会成为终结，却是开始，我们得到永恒喜乐的开始。
Now throughout his ministry, the Lord Jesus mentions this fact that his hour had not yet come a number of times. Let's look at a few.
所以在他整个的服事当中，耶稣提到了好多次，说他的时候没有到。
As he moves towards that final hour,
在他一直接近的最后的死在十字架上的时刻的这么一段三年半的时间里，他屡次提到我的时候没有到。
In chapter 7,
在比如说约翰福音的七章。
Chapter 7 is his brothers. They want him to go up to the feast, and they, in verse 4, it says, "Show yourself to the world."
比方说，约翰福音七章四节，这时候换作他的弟弟们来鼓动他去显人名了。所以第四节说，人要显扬名声，没有在暗处的。
And it says in verse 5, his own brothers didn't believe in him.
因为第五节。说因为他连他自己的弟兄说这话也是因为不信他。
These of course were his half brothers. They were the sons of Joseph.
那当然了，这些是他的养父这个约瑟的儿子们啊，他们同有一个妈妈。
So in verse 6, the Lord Jesus said, "The right time or my hour has not yet come."
然后第六节，耶稣回答的说，我的时候还没有到。
So the Lord Jesus is saying there, show yourself, but he says, no, my hour. He's going to show himself when he is raised up upon the cross. It's there that he will demonstrate in open fashion God's salvation.
所以耶稣说他的时候没有到，因为他的时候是在十字架上显明他的复活的大能。胜过罪的大能，那个是他的时候。
In chapter 8, verse 20 is the Lord Jesus moves on through his ministry.
八章二十节，一百七十七页。
And he was teaching in the temple area, verse 20, chapter 8, verse 20.
因为八章二十节呢，是他在圣殿做教导的时候。
And they wanted to seize him and shut him up.
然后这些人，法利赛人就想抓他，不想让他说。
In verse 20, Jesus says he spoke these words while teaching in the temple area near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his time had not yet come.
这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教训人时所说的，也没有人拿他，因为他的时候还没有到。
And then chapter 12.
我们再往后翻十二章。
And on this occasion, it's very near, it's the last week, the Passover week.
那在这个时候呢，已经非常接近了最后的那一星期，逾越节的那一周。
It'll only be in a few days and he'll be hanging on the cross.
那也几天之后他就会被钉死在十字架上。
And coming up to the feast, there were some foreigners, Greeks.
那来过节的这个人当中呢，有几个外邦来的希腊人。
And they wanted to see Jesus.
他们也想见耶稣。
But he says to them in verse 23.
那在23节188页。
That now. the hour has come that the Son of Man be glorified.
这个时候他就讲是时候到了。他说耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了，因为就要几天就要。
How would he be glorified?
那他怎么样被得荣耀呢？
Not by popular opinion.
不是按照我们特别流行的我们自己人认为的那个得荣耀的方式。
That would be the glory of the world.
那是世界的荣耀。
Instead, he would go to the cross and in obedience to his father lay down his life.
但是他会上十字架顺服他的父，把他的生命放在十字架上。
And then he'd be raised up from the dead by the Father and glorified at his right hand.
然后他会被父从死里复活，坐在父的右边，荣耀父的。
He would be glorified by the Father as the obedient son.
他会荣耀父，成为一个顺服的孩子。
And then salvation could be preached in his name throughout the entire world.
然后救恩会以他的名向全世界来讲
论。Then in chapter 13 and verse 1.
然后在13章的一节。
He's with his disciples. It's on the very last night.
那这个是最后的逾越节的晚餐的那一夜，就是被卖的那一夜。
And all his disciples are there gathered around the Passover table.
那所有的门徒们在一起聚集在逾越节的餐桌前。
And it says, just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
所以13章的一节，约翰福音，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
And not only did he love the Father and obey him, but it also says there in the last part of that verse, having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
那他不但耶稣不但爱天上的父，他也爱地上的这些人。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
See, it was not only love for the Father that he went to that hour. It was love for you and me.
他不但是因为对父的爱和尊重带领他上十字架，也是因为他爱我们，爱着地上的人，他也愿意上十字架。
When he said to his mother that my hour has not yet come, there was in that statement, it involved her salvation as well as the rest of the world.
所以当耶稣跟他的母亲说我的时候还没有到的时候，他其实包括告诉他的母亲他母亲的救恩的那一刻都要等到耶稣死了才可能有。
He could have solved the problem of the moment by turning the water into wine.
耶稣很容易能够解决的当下的困难，把水变成酒，这个容易。
But his work on the earth went far beyond the simple time. It went on to the cross, and from there would be the stepping stone to eternity.
所以他来地上的工作远多过解决一顿饭没有酒的问题，因为他要在十字架上胜过罪，在那一个点是会影响到永恒的一个重要的时刻。
The wine that would be supplied would last to the end of the feast and then in a week and then that was all over.
一顿婚宴的酒最多吃一个礼拜也就没了。
But his hour, not his mother's hour for him, but his hour would give us joy for eternity.
那是他的时刻，不是他妈妈的时刻，他妈妈选的时刻是要酒的时刻，他的时刻会影响全部的人知道永恒。
And so in chapter 17:1, we have him.
继续再往后翻17章的一节。
There, he speaks now to his father.
十七章的一节呢，是耶稣教导完门徒之后呢，自己向天父的一段祷告。
He says, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说
"The Father, the time has come.
父啊，时候到了。
Glorify your Son.
愿你荣耀你的儿子。
That your Son may glorify you.
使儿子也荣耀你。
And for you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who you have given him.
正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的。
Now this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
The time had come.
这样的时候到了。
For him to be glorified.
愿耶稣的名得荣耀。
But at that wedding feast, he was going to manifest his glory. He was going to, as it were, give a preview of that glory.
但是在这个婚宴里呢，他还是要显明他的一部分，一个荣耀的一个前奏。
And so, Mary instructs the servants, do whatever he says you.
所以他的母亲呢，就对佣人说呢，他告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
The Roman Catholics, they make much of Mary being the intermediary between Jesus and the individual.
那罗马的天主教呢，他们把玛利亚抬高到一个位置呢，他们认为这个是我们和耶稣之间的中保。
But in this story here, we find the true position of Mary.
但是在这个故事，我们看见了玛利亚真实的地位是什么样的。
Not as the one who can influence Jesus.
而不是那一个能够影响圣子耶稣的那个人。
But I wonder if you've noticed something strange about this.
我想知道你们有没有意识到这里有一点奇怪。
We go back to chapter 2. Of John again.
我们回到二章，约翰福音二章。
You don't find Mary's name mentioned once.
也没有看见玛利亚的名字任何一次被提起来。
What we find is that she's mentioned in relation to Jesus. She's the mother of Jesus.
她一直在这里被称作耶稣的母亲，母亲，她不是被称作玛利亚。
She's not standing out as someone special.Jesus is the name that's prominent here.
所以耶稣是那一个名字被显扬显明在这段话里的，而不是玛利亚。
In fact, his is the only name that's mentioned in this whole story.
所以他实际上耶稣的名字是整段故事里面唯一被点出来的名字，只有这一个名字是被点出来，其他都是跟他的关系来描述的。
And another thing, Mary says, do whatever he says.
而且呢，玛利亚特别的说呢，他告诉你们，耶稣告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
Why would I come like the Roman Catholics do to pray to Mary?
那我为什么会需要像罗马天主教说，我要向玛利亚祷告呢？
Mary says, do what he says.
玛利亚说，你去听他的就好了，你跟玛利亚祷告有什么意义？
And do you know that's the last recorded words of Mary in the scripture?
你知道这是玛利亚在圣经里，就耶稣的母亲玛利亚在圣经里留下的最后一句话。
We don't find her saying any other words in all of scripture.
在这句话之后，我们在圣经里再没有看见她说更多一句话。
Her last words in the word of God is, do what he says.
她的最后一句话在圣灵的记载里面的最后一句话就是他告诉你做什么，你们就做什么。
She submitted then to God's authority, didn't she?
因为她把自己顺服在神的权柄之下，对不对？
She says in her heart, God has everything under control, and that Jesus is the one who will bring out God's plan.
因为她知道天父神是掌管一切大能的神，她只需要顺服神的安排就够了。
And so now, what does he do?The miracle. Let's look at this miracle.
我们来看一下这个神迹，他们做什么了呢？
What do we have there? Verse 6.
第六节。
Nearby, did you say?
May I just say one more thing? Yeah. This thing that Mary said to the men that were there, do as what Jesus said. When we pray to the Lord, we always pray that His will be done. Okay?Not our will. We want lots of things to be done. Give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. But we know that God's will is the best will. And Mary submitted to the Lord Jesus. She told these men, do what he says. Okay? If he doesn't say anything, don't do anything. But whatever he says, do that. Okay? And as far as this time, his time has not come yet. He is the God of time. He created time. He is in control of time. No man is going to tell him what to do and how to do it.
So, 耶稣在的母亲啊，玛利亚在这个里面呢，她其实，表达的一个意思就是，神的旨意超过我们的旨意，神的道路超过我们的道路，这就以赛亚书说的这个意思是一样的。就是当我们祷告的时候，我们都说愿天父的旨意成全，因为呢，我们知道时间是天父是时间的主人，神是时间的主人，所以他知道什么时候发生什么事情是对你最有利的。我们是不知道的，我们只会在时间里有情绪的波动，所以真正属神的祷告或者属神的人，他到最后一定会完全放在把自己放在天父的这个权柄之下，说他告诉你们做什么你们就做什么。
The other thought I was thinking about was what Eric was saying, that never put any person on a pedestal up high. You know, names have come and gone in this Bible from the beginning to the end. Those people never talked about again. But Jesus is right from the beginning, right to the end. Jesus is there. So Jesus gets the preeminence over any man that's ever come and gone in history. Because Jesus is God.
所以从圣经从前到后来来去去有很多的人，那他们出现了又走了，出现了又走了，在历史上唯独耶稣是从头到后一直在里面的，所以这是一个最显扬的名，是最重要的一个名，是我们靠着得救的那一个名，所以这是很重要的一个点。
See, if a man puts his faith in manThe man is flawed, and the man makes mistakes. But Jesus is perfect. And all his goodwill towards man and his love for his father is perfect.
我们如果人把希望放在人身上的，就人是有瑕疵，人是有罪的，他是不能够永恒来存在的。但是耶稣呢，因着他爱我们的大爱，也因着他的大能，我们把希望放在他的身上才是有盼望。
So we must never, never, never,put any man or woman up on a pedestal like that and start going in the direction of that person. We should always look to what Jesus says. Do as he says. That's what Mary's last words were. And that's the words that come to us, that we should do what he says as he leads and guides us.
所以我们不能把任何的地上的人放在一个高度来替代神，我们要像玛利亚这样，最后留在地上的一句话就是说呢，他告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
So we have the miracle.
好，现在我们来看这个神迹了。
Here's how it happens.
这个是这么来做的。
Jesus always makes use of things that are right at hand.
耶稣总是用那个手边上有的东西来行神迹。
So there were six stone water jars.
有六口呢石缸。
They're about 100 liters each.
每一口呢大概有100升。
Approximately 120, that's like 25 gallons. It says here in our, in our, Bibles, 20 to 30 gallons. Let's say there's 25 gallons. That's pretty good, pretty big.
20到30加仑水啊。
It's like a good sized barrel, right?
很大的一。
So that would hold about 100 liters.
大概有100公升啊。好大的一桶。
These water pots were made of stone, specifically because stone was a material that would not get contaminated. They could wash it and you could clean it out.
那这些缸呢也是用石头做的。用石头做的最主要的原因呢就是它你可以洗它，它不会被污染。
Pottery that was unglazed, it would absorb germs and so on, so that they, if it became, polluted in any way, they had to break the pottery.
但是呢如果是陶土做的那个罐子呢脏东西就会渗进去。所以它有时候会有裂缝，然后这个你到最后如果你弄脏了以后呢，你就能打碎它。
So they would use a stone pots for water for purification.
所以他用石缸啊，几个大石缸就是用来洁净的。
The stone was in that country. There's a lot of limestone. It's easy to carve out. You can do it with a sharp metal tool.
对，所以在那个以色列那块地方有很多的石膏石啊，石灰石，所以就容易做出这样的石缸来。
So there'd be six pots. I don't know. They'd be about, maybe about this high, something like that. You know, but off the table here might be about like this, about like that, somewhere.
就差不多这么宽，这么长，这么宽，这么高，这么一个石缸。
And they were used for water for washing. It wasn't for drinking.
这是用来洗的，不是用来喝的这个水。
Usually, drinking water was put in pottery because then it would keep cool.
然后，用来喝的水呢，他们是用陶罐来储存的。陶罐能够让这个水保持凉。
And so it
is 中东。
Yeah, it says here it was for ceremonial washing, that where they would wash their feet when they came in, before they came into the house. They would also, before eating, they would wash their hands. There was a special way that they washed them. First of all, the water was poured on it this way, and then it was down this way. And it was done in between courses, meal, not just before eating, but also during the meal. It was all ceremonies to do.
这个是一个这样的仪式啊，就是因为犹太人当时吃饭呢，他不但洗手要洗脚的啊，因为他进去以后，他的坐的方式是都是斜躺着，所以这个脚会放到旁边人那边去的啊，所以他每一个过来的人，他不但是在饭前啊，他整个一餐一餐当中都是又要洗手又要洗脚。
All this purification ritual and so on came from the law of Moses.
那这些所有的清洁的洁净的仪式呢，都是从摩西五经里的律法里来的。
But of course, the Jews had added a lot of things to that.
当然了，犹太人呢，在摩西五经的基础上，他神给摩西的这个律法基础上，他自己又添了好多自己的规矩在上面。
And notice a couple of things.Number one, they were empty. Those water pots.
那你要注意几个点哈。那个第一呢，你会发现这几个石缸呢，现在是空的。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "Fill them with water later on."
因为耶稣对人说呢，把缸倒满水。
The second thing is, that there were six water pots.
第二呢，是有六口。
The Word of God does not.When the Spirit of God puts something down in the Scriptures, there's a purpose for that being recorded.
那圣灵带着人记载下所有的细节呢，都是有原因的。
Now the number six, we know is what we call the number of man.
那我们都知道六呢是称为人的数字。
Number seven is a number of completion or perfection.
那七呢是完全是神的数字。
Seven is the completion of a cycle of which is the well-known cycle of our week.
七就是一个特别完整的周期。那我们现在每一星期都是七天。
The week is interesting in the sense that it's universal. It's always been universal all around the world from the beginning of time.
那一个星期七天，这个是全世界都是这样的。
Why seven?
为什么七天呢？
Because, you see, in the stars, they were given for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. We have, oh.
比如说对于天上的星星呢，我们可能有很多的计量方法，可能是天，可能是年，可能有很多其他的这个方式。
We get the day from the sunrise and sunset.
那比如说呢，我们一天就是以太阳升起落下来记的，这就是一天。
And we get minutes and hours as a division of the day.
那我们小时和分钟呢，是按照这一天均分割割出来的。
Our months were to begin with lunar months by the phases of the moon.
那一个月呢，最早就是从农历的这个 月亮开始相关的，就是月圆月缺，一个周期就是一个月。
Our year is determined by our the Earth's circuit around the sun.
那一年呢，是因为地球围着太阳转一年，一个四季兜了一圈，那就是一年。这都是天体相关的现象。
The point is that in the week that we have, which is universal among all peoples, the week is the only thing that's not tied to astronomy.
唯独七天一周，又是全世界大家都用的，又是跟任何的天体现象没有任何关系的。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because in six days God made the heavens and the earth, and the seventh day He rested.
因为圣经在一开始启示录就说，上帝七天造了万物和人，六天，第七天他就安息了。
And so fixed from the beginning of mankind, there has been this week, which is 7 days.
所以在人最初有人的时候就知道。七天就是一个周期，就是一个星期。
The number seven is the number of perfection and completion.
而且呢，第七天神安息的呢，就是完成、完全、完整的这个意思。
There are only six water pots there.
但是这里只有六口缸。
Wasn't the perfect number.
不是一个完整的数字。
They were empty.
而且是空的。
That's a picture of the law of Moses.
这就是耶稣不，这是摩西律法的一个表征哈。
They were the water pots were there for only surface cleaning. They couldn't clean a person's heart. That water.
所以这个水缸啊，在这里啊，它只是表面来洗人的手啊，它不能洗人的心呢。
You see, laws and rules and regulations could never ever bring perfection.
所以水缸摆在那是因为有摩西的律法，摩西的律法的原来的目的是要洁净我们，但是呢，所有的律法都只能表面的洁净你，它不能洁净你的心。
Religion is rules and regulations, and that will never bring salvation.
所以宗教就是一些规条，他们永远不能够洁净人的内心。
So we don't preach.Religion, we preach Jesus Christ, the living Son of God.
所以我们不是在教导宗教，我们是在告诉大家，耶稣基督，神的圣子。
And what he's going to do, he's going to transform this earthly water that's in those stone pots for surface cleansing, he's going to change it into eternal joy.
他要做的是他要把用来洗手的外在的这样的水变成永恒的喜乐。
So the Lord Jesus now he's going to change that from the empty ceremonies of the law and religion. He tells them now to fill up those water pots.
所以耶稣要把这样空的仪式上的洗外表的六口缸，他说呢，你把它装满水。
Fill it up, and they filled it up to the brim.
而且装到满到缸口。
There would be no mistake, nothing else could be added to it. It was full.
就是满了，完全了，不能再往里添任何东西。
His second command is to draw it out now.
他第二个命令就是什么？舀出来喝。
And then, he says, take it now to the head waiter, to the master of ceremonies.
耶稣说呢，那可以舀出来了，送给那管筵席的。
Really, the what is he called here? He's called the master of the banquet, or the head waiter, really. The one who is in charge of making sure that all the guests were seated, that the wine and the food was all in order, and so on.
所以这是一个管，当时管理这个食物筵席的那个人。
And so the servants, they had poured the water in, they had taken it out, and now they carry it to the banquet master.
所以这些仆人呢，他们把水倒进去，又把这个舀出来，就送到那个管筵席的那里去了。
And he tastes the water.
管筵席的就尝了一下那个水变的酒。
And that had been turned into wine.
他并不知道是哪里来的，他是已经变成了酒。
And he didn't know where it came from.
也不知道从哪里来。
But the servants knew.
只有舀水的人知道。
Isn't this in this story, the closest ones to the Lord Jesus were the servants.
你会看见这里这个故事里最离主最近的那个人是个仆人。
You know, because he himself came into the world as a servant.
因为耶稣自己来到地上就是成为一个仆人。
And it's only his servants that will understand him the best.
因为只有他的仆人，也是做仆人的，能够理解他的心呢，更能理解他的心。
If you serve the Lord Jesus, you'll learn so much about him.
你只有服侍耶稣基督，你才能更能深的理解耶稣基督。
And not only that, he said, if anyone serves me, my Father will honor him.
而且耶稣说呢，任何服侍我的人呢，我的父要荣耀他。
There'll be a time when the servants will be sitting down around the table, the Father's table in heaven, and going to be served there. They'll be honored then for their service here.
那终有一天呢，那在天上父的筵席上的那些仆人们也需要得着他们的荣耀。
And so the servants then are the only ones that are brought into the secret of what had taken place.
因为只有仆人知道那个这个秘密是什么。
They're the ones they could tell you that they filled it up with water.
他能告诉你他把缸里倒满水了。
And when they drew it out, it had been transformed into wine.
当他们舀出来的时候呢，这水就变成酒了。
And they gave it to the one who knew wine.
他把这个呢给了那一个知道酒的人，懂酒的人。
And his testimony was what?
他的见证是什么？
This is wonderful wine.
这是一个非常好的酒。
He said, there in verse 10.
第十节说。
Everyone who, the banquet master goes to the groom and said to him, everybody, when they, bring out the choice wine, the best wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now.
说人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And that's usually the way it is, the best wine first.
常常应该是这样，对不对？好酒先。
You know, that's the way this world system works.
这就是世界的规矩是这样的。
When you're young, you know, this world will give you the best wine.
当你年轻的时候呢，这个世界会给你最好的酒。
But after this world has used you and you grow older and basically you just have the dregs left.
当你变老了以后呢，慢慢的这个世界给你留下的就是不好的东西。
You know, life is wasted. The worst wine is served last. That's the way this world works.
所以这个世界是就是好的东西在前面享受的，慢慢到最后呢，剩的都不好。
But here a Christian, they may suffer many sorrows, troubles, tribulations, but we're going to have the best wine later on.
但是呢，基督徒却是，他一开始先有苦难，后有荣耀，他好的东西在后面的。
It gets better and better all the time.
总是越来越好。
And not only that, but there's a superabundance of wine.
不但如此呢，有特别特别足够丰富的酒。
I figured it out. I said, well, how many bottles of wine did Jesus turn into wine, of water into wine?
那我常常在想啊，有多少瓶酒啊，是从水变来的耶稣。
Now usually a wine bottle is a liter, right?
一般来说呢，一瓶红酒就是一升嘛。
Do you know how many bottles of wine Jesus told?
你猜这个多少瓶酒啊？耶稣其实一共变了多少瓶酒
？700 bottles of wine.
变了将近七百瓶酒。
That, you see, they could have had an Indian wedding on for a month.
Yeah. 他们这够在印度一个村子搞一个月的这个婚礼的。
It's a lot of wine.
That speaks of the superabundance.
这其实在预表就是神给我们的这个恩典足够丰富。
And it's not by mistake that the scriptures give us how much was in those water pots. And There's no mistaking.
所以这里不是偶然这么写，就是圣灵留下的都是有原因的，就是刻意告诉我们那个缸有多大，其实就告诉我们这个变出来的酒的丰富，充充足足够你用的。
Not only does he save the less, best for last, but there's a super abundance of it to last forever.
所以他不但是好的是在最后，而且那好的东西是在永恒里特别丰富，这个就跟基督徒是一样的，就我们好的东西在后面，而且是更为丰富的。
Now this is the first miracle. We read there in verse 11. This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee, and thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
那这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，十一节，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀了，他的门徒就信他了。
So this first miraculous sign, let's just review that quickly.
那这是第一个神迹，我们稍微回顾一下。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢？
When you think about it, it's quite ordinary.
你想一想，好像挺普通的。
Where I was born in the Okanagan Valley, there's a lot of vineyards up there now.
那我在Okanagan出生的时候呢，那个地方有很多的葡萄园。
They make wine up there by the barrels.
他们会在那边做葡萄酒。
That's nothing unusual for God to do, is it?
所以这个做这样的一件事情呢，不是特别的特突出哈，不是说很另类。
God is filling the valley with wine.
上帝把整个谷都充满了酒了。
The only difference is that the Lord Jesus did what.In one moment, what it took a whole season or two seasons to do in the Okanagan.
那不同的是呢，耶稣只用了一个时刻，做成了，比如说在Okanagan 那些庄园里面需要一到两个季节才能做成的事情。
And so, the Lord Jesus then he reveals himself then as his glory as the Creator himself.Is connected.
所以他在这里呢，显明了他自己是那个创造主，他的身份就是那个创造主。
Chapter 1 verse 3 it says, through him all things were made. Chapter 1 verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
约翰福音一章三节说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
That he is the creator.
他就是那个创造主。
And he demonstrated it there that day at the wedding feast of Cana.
所以他在那一天，在迦拿的婚宴里面显明了这样的身份。
Where he was able to do what happens on every hillside, but only in a moment of time.
虽然在地上每一个山头的葡萄园，在神的律里面都可以，但是。在那一刻，耶稣就做到了几个季节的事情。
The glory, he revealed his glory that day. A little glimpse of his glory.
他在那一天呢，显明了他那荣耀的一个小角。
As we go through the book of John, we'll find that there are eight miracles, eight signs that are given as waymarkers, as signs for us. And the purpose is that.As the disciples did, they believed.
所以约翰福音里面前后呢，一共耶稣有留下了八个神迹，这是第一个，那是作为一个指向，一个标记，带领人干什么呢？就像这里说的，带领人去信他。
Now the disciples, they believed in him before that. What it means here is that their faith was now growing. They believed more now. They saw.The first miracle.
所以他的门徒们在之前就相信他，在这里时候呢，信心就更加强了。
As we continue the study of the book of John, we'll see there's seven more miracles that are signs. They're like signposts on the way to tell us that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以我们随着往约翰福音下面去查考，我们就会读到另外的七个神迹，就像路标一样，告诉我们。耶稣就是神的圣子。
You know, the people were really surprised when they saw such miracles.
所以当人们看见这样的神迹的时候，会非常的吃惊。
And you know, people are surprised when they see miracles today.
嗯，因为神人们今天看见神迹呢，也会很吃惊。
But the greatest miracle that ever takes place is when these empty stone containers, empty life in a person's here in this world, and Jesus takes that empty life, and he pours the wine into them, and saves them from their sins, brings salvation to their heart, and they become a new person in Christ.
所以今天我们看见神迹也会很吃惊，但是呢，我们没有意识到最大的一个神迹就是改变人心。就是当一个人里面是特别就像这六口石缸一样是空的，那耶稣把它倒满了喜乐的酒，这样的神迹呢是我们地上看不到，但是只有在基督里有的。
And when they put their faith and trust in Christ and his finished work, the Lord saves them from their sins, and the Holy Spirit comes and seals their heartAnd they belong to God. And that joy, that wine here, that joy that fills our hearts could never be taken away. It never grows dim. It never loses its strength. It will forever be with us. There was a brother here, David Jones, and he was Harold Summers' Sunday school teacher, and he's still alive. But he would always say that the bestis yet to come.
所以这个喜乐是怎么来的呢？就是当我们信靠耶稣基督，我们知道我们的罪得赦，我们就有一个特别大的信心，力量在里面。无论什么样的环境，我们都不会害怕。那这样的喜乐呢，会一直陪伴我们，就像这个缸里面倒满了酒一样，它是不会丢失的。所以以前在我们这里有一个老的弟兄，老的传道人，他叫 David Jones， 他是 Harold 弟兄的主日学老师，所以你知道 Harold 年纪很大，但是他还活着今天。那他常常讲的一句话呢，就是呢，最好的还没有来呢，所以他就一直告诉你呢，最好的还没有来，就是叫天上那个东西才最好。
But you know, our joy right now is limited to our knowledge and what we know and our faith.But we read in the book of Revelation that they sang a new song, and a joy that would be way more expanded than what our joy is now, because our understanding is very limited right now. But when we get to heaven, and we understand so much more of the love of God, and the way He designed human beings and created them, it is going to be a much, much better joy.A greater joy. And it says they sang a new song with the knowledge and everything the Lord's going to give us in perfection. That new song is going to be a wonderful song of thanksgiving and joy expressed to the Lord.
所以今天我们有的喜乐呢，也是只是从我们的信心和知识里来的，但是会有一天呢，我们在天上启示录里说呢，我们要唱那新歌，那样的喜乐，是我们目前不能够想象也，心所未曾想，眼所未曾见的，是特别大的喜乐。
So if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior yet, go and drink the waters of the world, and you'll see that there's no satisfaction there. It will always bring you down. You get a little bit of happiness and joy in life.And then back down again. But when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and His finished work, that's when life really begins.
所以当你还没有认识神的时候，你可以去尝试一下地上的喜乐，就像喝那地上的水，你可能会一两天好一些，一段时间好一些，但是你很快还会低落。如果你尝试着接受耶稣基督，让他成为你的主。成为你的救主和主，那你新的生命，那永恒的喜乐和盼望就开始了。
Okay. Thank you. Shall we pray?
Yeah, shall we pray? 我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you and bless you again for this wonderful time that we have. And Lord, it's because of you. Thou art in our midst. Thy word to say that where two or three are gathered, there am I in their midst. And Lord, we have so much to learn. So very much to learn. We haven't even touched the bit of knowledge that we have, that we will have when we will be in eternity with thee. And Lord, we just look forward to that time when there will be eternal joy in the presence of our Savior. So we want to thank thee for one another. We thank thee for the Holy Spirit, our Father, that teaches us from thy word how the great stories written down here and recorded for us, that we could learn about our Savior, how much he loved this world, how much he loved us, and how far he went that we might have life and have life more abundantly in him. So our Father, we thank thee now and ask thee to bless us with thy, and part us with thy blessings, Lord. Bless each and every one. Open their understanding, Lord, those that aren't saved, that they might even put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, even today. Today is the day of salvation. We know not what tomorrow will bring. There's much danger out there lurking, much evil. So Lord, bless us and watch over us. And we commend ourselves to thee now. In the wonderful and precious name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.